San Francisco stands to lose $400 million in government funding after President Donald Trump signed the GOP-backed One Big Beautiful Bill Act, according to a report by the county's Department of Public Health. This would create a looming budget shortfall that Mayor Daniel Lurie says could push San Francisco's budget deficit as deep as $1 billion. Healthcare services are especially threatened. According to SEIU, 53% of patients at San Francisco's public hospitals rely on Medicaid, which faces a near $1 trillion reduction at the federal level. San Francisco labor leaders say the overpaid CEO Act could help close the anticipated funding gap. They estimate it would generate more than $200 million a year in additional tax revenue for the general fund. Stand Up for San Francisco launched their campaign with a video featuring local nurses and other caretakers.
Here's how it's going to work. We tax corporations where CEOs make over 100 times their median workers' pay. That's way too much.
Only a handful of the largest corporations would pay. Not small businesses, not working families.
By reinvesting these dollars locally, we can protect life-saving services and keep our city a place where all families can thrive.
The Overpaid CEO Act would only apply to companies with more than 1,000 employees and $1 billion in annual revenue. Revenue, they say, will go to preserving mental health programs, public hospitals, and emergency response services. California State Assemblymember Matt Haney spoke in support of the measure, calling the proposed tax reasonable and assuring that it wouldn't drive business away from San Francisco.
This is a very, very small percentage, actually as a percentage, much smaller that we're asking them than what we are asking regular San Franciscans who are going to be maybe paying a little more in a parcel tax or sales tax. It's not on companies that are headquartered here. It's not targeted at San Francisco-based company. These are large companies that do business here and will continue to do business here.
According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the gross receipts of a CEO who makes 600 times more than the firm's lowest paid employee are currently taxed at a rate of about 0.129%. The Overpaid CEO Act would raise it to 1.121%. San Francisco supervisors Connie Chan, Shimon Walton, Jackie Fielder, and Cheyenne Chen had previously supported a measure to raise the tax rate on big businesses to 0.643%, but have since pulled the proposal and thrown their support behind Stand Up for SF. The Overpaid CEO Act needs to garner 10,500 signatures to qualify for the June primary ballot. Organizers say they aim to collect and submit the signatures by the end of January. For KPFA, I'm Jacques Leiberger-Martel.